Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And when Jesus answered and said unto him, "What will thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I want us to look back again in verse 48, what blind Bartimaeus cried out to the Lord. It says he cried a great deal. He says the same thing in verse 47. But it says, he cried unto the Lord, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." I tried to mention last Sunday morning that mercy, that word means to treat an offender better than he deserves. The idea is someone has committed a crime and he deserves punishment, he deserves judgment. But the judge is lenient, the judge has mercy, and he does not receive what he deserves. That's the same way it is with us. We who know the Lord have received mercy. As I've already said, we all deserve to go to hell. That's what we deserve. If we got what we deserved, we'd be headed to hell or already there. But thank the Lord, we've had mercy. We have received His mercy. He's had mercy on us. And therefore, we do not receive what we deserve. The word mercy also means to help someone who cannot help themselves. And that's exactly what has happened to us. We who are saved, the Lord has helped us. He has done for us that we cannot do or could not do ourselves. No one here could save themselves. No one here could do good enough to get to heaven. No one here could do enough good deeds to undo their bad deeds. We all needed mercy. So it was with Bartimaeus. He needed mercy, and he understood that. He recognized, if this man Jesus does not have mercy on me, I will receive no help. So when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew what he needed. He knew what it would take to get what he needed. And he knew the only hope he had was that Jesus, he who could help him, would have mercy and come where he was and meet his need. He realized he did not deserve that touch. He did not deserve that healing. And he could not do it himself. He realized his only hope was somehow this man would have mercy. But my question tonight is this. Here we find in these verses a large crowd, a large number of people. Are we to assume that Bartimaeus was the only one who had a need? Are we to assume that he's the only one who needed a touch? Are we to assume he was the only one who was sick? Are we to assume he was the only one who needed mercy? Of course not. There were many. I am convinced there were many people who needed a touch, just like Bartimaeus needed a touch. But according to what we understand, and I know as I've said Sunday, there was another man involved if we look into the book of Matthew. But we picture here and we center our attention on Bartimaeus. So we find here, here's a man who gets help. Why didn't the others get a touch? Why did God touch him but not the others? Now understand, we could simplify it. Understand, we could just say it's because God wanted to do it that way. And that probably would be true. God sovereignly chose who he would touch and who he wouldn't. But I believe there's more to it than that. Why was it that Bartimaeus was touched? Why was it that he got mercy when others didn't? Many that day went back home the same way they came. Many who had come sick went back home sick. Many who were blind went back home still blind. Many who were in need went back home in the same condition. So why was it that the Lord had mercy on Bartimaeus? That's what I want to look at tonight. I'm convinced that he had mercy on Bartimaeus. I believe Bartimaeus got the help that he needed first because he was tired. He was tired of his condition. He was tired of being blind. He was tired of having to beg. He was tired of having to depend on someone else to take him to his place where he could beg again another day. He was tired of his condition. Now I want to say, as I said last Sunday morning briefly, there's a big difference between being tired and being miserable. Now there's no doubt he was miserable in his condition. The condition he had would make you miserable. But it's a vast difference between being miserable and being tired. I mean by that, a lot of people are miserable. I've met a lot of people through my lifetime who are in a condition that makes them miserable. Maybe it's sin. Maybe it's something that has them bound. Maybe it's something that has control of them. But whatever it is, they're miserable. Some who have no joy. Some who have no peace. Some who do not serve the Lord as they should. And therefore they suffer because of it. And I've met a lot of people who are miserable. And by the way, I've been miserable myself. I have been miserable also. But there's a vast difference between being miserable and being tired. Sick, tired of the condition, tired of the condition we're in. He was miserable, but it was more than that. Because you can be content in your misery. There are some people who just adjust their lives to having misery. They adjust themselves to get used to their misery. They adjust themselves to being unhappy. They just live in that condition and get content. And they're somehow satisfied to live in that state. Now they're miserable, but they're not tired of their misery. They're miserable, but they're not to the point to where they finally say, I have had it. I am tired of it. I've got to have some help. Plenty of people miserable. But very few people get tired of their misery. And Bartimaeus got tired of his misery. He got desperate. He got to the point where he said, I am so sick of being blind. I am so tired of having to beg. I am so tired of my condition. I am so weary of life being what it is. I must have some help. I must have a change. Something has got to happen or I've had it. He got tired of his misery. He got tired of his condition. And when he got tired of his situation, he got desperate. He got so desperate that he got to the point where he said, whatever it takes, I've had it. Whatever it takes, I'm tired of this misery. I'm tired of the condition I'm in. I've got to have some help. Something's got to happen. Something's got to break, or I'm going to break. He got tired of his misery. He got tired of his condition. He got to where he said, I can't stand it any longer. I can't take it any longer. Something's got to change. Something's got to happen. I've got to have some relief. I can't take life like it is. I gave a long list Sunday morning of people who need to cry out for mercy. Those who are sinners, lost. Those who are sinful, saved but not right. Those who are satisfied, content where we're at. Those who are suffering, troubles and trials. I gave a long list of things that ought to make us miserable and ought to make us tired of that misery. But what's binding you tonight? What's controlling your life? What has you bound? What is it that you need to cry out, oh God, have mercy on me? I ask this question, are you tired of it? Are you tired of your misery? Are you tired of that bondage? Are you tired of being bound? Are you tired of being consumed? I want to tell you, amen, there's some help to be had. But it'll be mercy. It'll be mercy. If He does for us what we need, it'll be mercy. Because again, we do not deserve it. And we cannot do it ourselves. Mercy means I receive something I do not deserve. Mercy means I receive something I cannot develop or do myself. And if God helps us, if God changes us, if God makes our life different, if He breaks us free from our bondage, if He sets our eyes open again, it'll be mercy. He got tired. He was miserable, but it went past misery. A lot of people miserable, but they're not tired yet. They're not tired of their misery, so they go on in their blindness and their bondage. And then he heard about Jesus. I wonder what it was like as he was sitting beside the highway, like always, begging. And he hears a commotion. It's a crowd that's bigger than usual. He knows something special's happening. And he's listening closely as they're walking by. He keeps hearing the name, Jesus. Jesus, Son of God. Son of David. And he recognizes Jesus is in the crowd. And while he can, while he gets a chance, he knows he has the opportunity. He knows he's got a chance. And from his heart, he cries, Son of David, have mercy on me. Because he's tired. He's weary. He wants help. He needs help. And he wants it. And he's come to the point to where he'll do whatever it takes because he can't stand it any longer. Have you gotten to that point? Verse 46 talks about a great number of people. People who were pushing in front of him. People were trying to get closer to Jesus and in the process pushing him out of the way. And in the midst of that crowd, there comes a cry, Son of David! He didn't care what they thought about him. He didn't care if they made fun of him, and they did. They said, now you hush. You're embarrassing us. You're just making a mess out of yourself. You are embarrassing us. Be quiet. And it says he cried the more. He cried out the more. Because he realized my only hope is that he who can touch me meets me where I'm at with mercy. He was tired of his misery. He was tired of his condition. And he didn't care what it took. He didn't care what people thought about him. He knew I must have help. And the only one that can help me is passing by right now. And while I can, I'm calling. While he's listening, while he's near, I'm going to call. I need help that only God can provide. And that's why he cried. And that's why he had mercy granted. Because he was tired. Verse 50 says, when they called him and said, be of good comfort, rise. It's verse 49 before we get to 50. Let me mention this. In verse 49, they say, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth for thee. If you look in the middle of that verse, it says, and they call the blind man. Got a question. Who is the they? The they is the same people who's just told him, now settle down. Hush. You're embarrassing us. Will you please settle down? Will you please act your age? And those are the same people that the Lord uses to call him and tell him, oh, Jesus wants you. Jesus is calling your name. Understand with me, the same people who have been a hindrance, listen to this. The same people who had been a hindrance to him now become a help to him. Only God can do that. It's amazing what God will do and how he'll work to give us help. And we need to be open to whatever God chooses, however he designs or desires to give us the help we need. A lot of people would say, hey, you just told me to hush. Now you stay out of this. And he probably wouldn't have gotten any help. But he's so tired. He was so sick. He was so fed up with his condition. Even those people who had been against him were the ones he needed and the ones he had to depend on. He was willing. Verse 50 says, and casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I'm talking about, why did Bartimaeus get help? Why did the Lord grant mercy to him when others did not get it that day? I'm saying he got help because he was tired. When he heard Jesus is calling, he didn't want his travel from where he was to where Jesus was to be hindered or restricted. And he knew that long flowing robe, that outer garment that he had would restrict him or would slow him down. So he threw it aside and he got up and he headed toward the Lord. He was willing to cast away the garment. Will you understand with me? That garment had become a security blanket to him. That garment had been that thing that kept him warm when the winter days and winter nights blew through. That outer garment had been what kept him dry when the rains fell. That outer garment was that security blanket, that thing that he depended on. He was blind and he was fearful, and so much in life was against him. And somehow that outer garment gave him some kind of security. That outer garment also was that item that he spread out. And when they cast money down, it fell into the outer garment. He opened it up, and when they came by and he was begging, they threw coins, and it laid in that garment. And that's what he used to collect the money that he received. So the outer garment had become a friend. That outer garment had become a security blanket. That outer garment had become something he depended on. But when he came to his senses and realized, he's calling me. He's calling me. He was willing to cast aside the outer garment. That which he had depended on. That which he had trusted in, he was willing to cast it aside. I ask you tonight, what is it you're depending on? What is it you're trusting in? What is it that keeps you warm? What is it that keeps you safe? What is it that you depend on? Maybe it's somebody. Maybe it's something. Maybe it's your bank account.
Maybe it's whatever it is. Whatever it is, are you willing to lay it aside to get help from Him? So many times the things we hold on to, it may be some sin, some pet sin you just won't let go of. I promise you something, you'll never get help until you're willing to cast it aside. As long as we hold on to our security blankets, as long as we refuse to let go of that outer garment, we'll never get mercy. Had he been sitting there and said, well, I just can't get up. I've got money here in this garment. If I get up, I'll lose it. He'd have never gotten mercy. He'd have never gotten help. I can see that outer garment. He's blind. I'm sure it was dirty, and smelly, and torn. But that had been what he depended on through the days and nights of blindness. And sometimes those things that we hold on to are so dirty and so smelly, so many things of the world. But if we don't let go, if we don't cast it aside, we'll not get the help we need from God. We'll not get the mercy that we need. Look in verse 51. Jesus answered and said unto him, listen to this question. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now excuse me, and I say this reverently, but humanly speaking, that seems like an unnecessary question. I mean, the Lord knew he was blind. Everybody knew he's blind. And the question seemed to me to be unnecessary. I mean, he's cried out for mercy. He stumbled in his blindness to get where Jesus was. And now the Lord asked him, what is it you want me to do for you? But there was a reason for the question. He was wanting Bartimaeus to admit his need, to face his need, to be honest with himself and with the Lord and say, I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm blind and I can't do a thing about it. I have a need. I cannot meet my need myself. I have a need. I'm lacking. I'm in need of mercy. And I believe the reason he got help that day first was because he was tired. He's sick of his condition. But then secondly, because he was truthful. He told the truth about himself. He had to admit with his lips, I'm blind. What do I want? What do I desire you to do? Give me my sight. I need mercy. I'm blind. I'm blind. I can't see. And I can't do a thing about it. He had to be truthful about his condition. He had to admit his need. And so many of God's people, people that are needy, people who are lacking, people who are in bondage, people who are overwhelmed, people who need help from God, that God would help. God would make a difference. God would change their lives, their outlook, their actions, their emotions, their condition. He'd change us if we were just willing to admit, I need. I'm wrong. I'm flawed. I fail. I can't help myself. I have a need. Something has me bound in bondage. Something has control of my life, and I can't do a thing about it. So many of us would get help if we would just be honest with ourselves and with the Lord and tell Him the truth. I am needy. I need help. Some people won't even admit the need. Won't even be honest and say, I need help. Some recognize it, but won't admit it. Some don't even realize it. Some don't even recognize their need. They're so blind, they don't even know they're blind. But Bartimaeus knew he had a need. And he was honest and he was truthful. Look in verse 52. Jesus saith unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The reason he got help, the bottom line to the situation I'm trying to share with us, the reason he had mercy given to him, the reason God met him where he needed him, was because he trusted him. He believed. His faith made him whole. Why did he receive mercy? Why did Bartimaeus receive help when others didn't? First, because he was tired. Secondly, because he was truthful. Thirdly, because he was trusting. He really believed. I wish I could sense his heart. I wish I could read his mind. But when he heard Jesus was coming by, somehow, some way, he had heard the miracles this man had done. Somehow, remember what he called him? "Thou Son of David." When he goes to him, he calls him Lord. That means Rabboni, which means highly respected one. He saw the Lord as he was. He saw him as he was. And that's why he knew, I can trust him. I can depend on him. And I am convinced again, I wish I could have read his mind as he got up and cast the garment aside and stumbled toward the Lord in his blindness. I am convinced in his heart he thought, if I can just get to him, I'm going to see. If I can just get to him, he's going to make a difference in my life. If I can just get to him, he's opened blinded eyes before. He'll do it for me. He's touched others in need. He'll do it for me. He's had mercy on others. He's going to have mercy on me. He expected it. He believed. Isn't that what Jesus said? "Thy faith hath made thee whole." He believed it. He expected it. And therein we fail. Therein we fall short. Because we wonder and we doubt. The God of the universe, the God who has all power, the God who can do all things, and yet we doubt Him. He, Bartimaeus, trusted the Lord, depended on Him. Friend, I want to tell you, this thing of faith, of believing, accepting by faith that He's going to do what we need, there's a key there. There's an answer to our problems. There's a solution to the need. Jesus said, the reason you're seeing, the reason I've touched you, the reason I've met you with mercy is because of your faith. Not because you cried louder than anybody else. Not because somehow you stumbled from where you were sitting all the way to where I am. And boy, I just tell you, I've just got to honor that effort. He said, you're seeing because you believed I was going to make you see. And friend, I want to tell you, in spite of your situations, trust God. In spite of where you're at, trust Him. He's the only one that can see you through. Look in verse 52 once again. The last part. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I want you to do me a favor. Read through these verses and point out where Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Now I'll tell you, buddy, since I've been so good to you, I want you to follow me." Read that to me. Read through there and find where Jesus said, "I've got a commission for you. I've got a job. I want you to follow me and do what I tell you to do." Read it to me. I got news for you. It's not in there. Amen. But Bartimaeus said, "He's done so much for me. He didn't have to ask me. He didn't have to command me. He didn't have to tell me, now this is your job. This is your duty. If you really appreciate what I've done, here's what you ought to do." Bartimaeus didn't wait for an ought to or a duty or a command. He says, he's done so much for me. He's he's been so good to me. I just want to follow him. I just want to be close to him. I just want to go and see there's something that he wants me to do. It says that he followed Jesus in the way. It means he went where Jesus was. And when Jesus left and went somewhere else, he followed him. He followed Jesus wherever he went. And he did what Jesus told him to do. Here's my last point. Why did he get mercy? Why did the Lord touch him when others went home the same? He got help because he was tired, because he was truthful, because he was trusting, because he was trustworthy. The Lord knew, if I heal him, if I touch him, if I give him his sight, he will not misuse that gift. I can trust him. Amen. I can trust him with my goodness. I can trust him with my mercy. I can trust him to do something good for him and he not take advantage of it or not take it for granted or misuse it. He's trustworthy. He's trustworthy. He's dependable. I can trust him. Barnabas says, he's done so much for me. I just want to give him my all. He's done so much for me. I want to go wherever he's at and do whatever he says. Others were sick and they needed mercy just as much as Bartimaeus, but they went back home still sick. Others were needy and they needed mercy just as much as him, but they went back home in the same condition. And I'm convinced that part of the reason why the Lord touched him with what he needed was because he knew, I can trust him with my goodness. I can trust him with his sight. He won't go out and start a beer joint. Once he gets to seeing, he won't use that sight to take advantage of others. Once he starts seeing, he won't go out and forget about me. He'll use that sight for me. He followed him in the way. The Lord knew he was trustworthy. Many need help and don't get it, because the Lord knows if he helped us, we'd misuse it. Many people need to be healed, but the Lord knows if he would heal them, they would misuse their health for other things that are selfish or maybe even sinful. So they remain sick. It's not always true, you understand. So many people need to be blessed, but if God would bless them, they would use those blessings in selfish or sinful ways. So they remain unblessed. So many people remain beggars and blind because if God did meet them in mercy, we would misuse his goodness. Somebody has said, I guess I'll say it here, if he could trust us with $1 million, we'd have $1 million. Bartimaeus was trustworthy. What do you need? Could have said again, it'll be mercy from God if you get it. What does that mean? Number one, you don't deserve it. Number two, you can't do it yourself. And that's what we need. Could I mention this and I'm done? I said it last Sunday, I'll say it again. The Scripture says as he was leaving Jericho, according to Scripture, and as far as I can tell, as far as history says, this was the only time Jesus came through Jericho. The only time he came where Bartimaeus was. And at the point where he passes Bartimaeus, he's leaving Jericho, never to come back again. In other words, it's Bartimaeus's one and only time to cry out, mercy. Mercy. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need mercy. I want to say again, he's passing by tonight. You who need help from him, will from your heart call out to him? Will you cry out to him for mercy? Will you realize you cannot help yourself? That you're battling with is bigger than you. That need you have is overwhelming because it's too big for you to handle. But thank the Lord, it's not too big for Him. Mercy means you don't deserve it and you can't do it for yourself. But He can. Let's stand together.